This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9. Now, Fitch Solutions recently revised downward Malaysia's short-term political risk index score to 65.2 out of 100 from 66.7% previously.
They cite worsening or already elevated political risk in Malaysia that is likely to have a negative impact on three of the four components of the index, namely policymaking, policy continuity, and social stability.
So to get a better understanding of this revision how to improve it, we speak now with Darren Tay, the Senior Country Risk Analyst with Fitch Solution. Darren, what was this downward revision based on?
Well, it is largely the result of the government's inability to control the third wave of COVID-19 infections since September last year. And in my view, this has affected three out of the four main components of the index. So the first one affected is, I think, the policy-making process. I think this has had a pronounced negative impact on the faith the electorate has in not just the current government, I think, but in all likelihood, the entire political establishment as well. Because you have to remember that just before Malaysia had experienced its first wave of infections last year, there was already a backroom coup and the government was replaced. So the reduced support and trust is likely to lead to even more populist appeals, in my view, over the short term. And I think that's a risk to policy formation. And that's to say nothing of the fact that I think relations between political parties in Malaysia are getting more and more adversarial, and I think that has an impact on how the government is able to formulate policy on a daily basis. The second one that is affected is, of course, social stability. I think there's been a lot of frustration on the part of Malaysians at having to endure multiple and prolonged disruptions to their lives and their livelihoods as a result of the numerous and differing movement control orders that have been imposed since 2020, and I think that frustration has been compounded by a sense that the politicians who set those rules, and even some celebrities, don't play by the same rules in terms of complying with the MCOs. I do see a rapidly rising risk that if things do not change for the better soon, that there will be more and more protest activity, and even a risk of disruptive demonstrations. And finally, the third component that I think has been affected is policy continuity. And in short, that is a result of my view that a change in government is very likely over the coming months. Of course, there's the promise that the Prime Minister has made to hold elections when the situation is brought under control. And that has always been a factor in my score. Now, however, I think he has very little space to delay a change in government, given widespread frustration with not just him, but with his government in general. So if elections are not held soon, I expect more people to grow increasingly agitated, and that is another factor that could lead to protest. So that leads back to social stability again. And what's more, UMNO has been agitating for elections since last year, and they have also been actively distancing themselves from the government despite being a part of it. So I think if elections are not held soon, I believe UMNO will agitate more openly and forcefully for elections, and that will add further pressure on the government.
In your view, what are the implications of the elevated political risk you're observing in Malaysia, especially from an economic perspective?
Well, I think the steady increase in political risk since 2018 has been a negative factor in terms of Malaysia's ability to attract foreign investment and to advance reforms to the business environment. And I believe I've been on the station to discuss my view on that last year. So I think this will continue to be the case, unfortunately. However, on top of that, I think there is actually a real risk of policy paralysis if the political parties in Malaysia continue to focus on politicking and scoring political points against each other. In the short term, of course, that shifts the focus away from policy making. But in the long term, I think that can have a further negative impact because the relations between these parties are likely to become increasingly adversarial as a result, which can lead to hyper-partisanship and make it much more difficult to form governments in future. And even if those governments were to be formed, I think it would be much harder for them to last through their terms because there's always the risk of inter-party politicking or intra-coalition infighting that could undermine the longevity of subsequent governments. So I think, in short, there is a risk that Malaysian politics could increasingly take on some of the more dysfunctional aspects of democratic politics that, for example, we see in the United States, where there are considerable episodes of policy paralysis, as has been exemplified by the numerous government shutdowns in the past few years. And I think that's due to the hyper-partisanship between the Democrats and the Republicans. So I think all these would affect Malaysia's ability to chart a course that secures its economic future for the medium to long term.
So aside from being unable to contain the rise of COVID-19 cases, would an extension of the state of emergency in August be a factor that perhaps will contribute to a downward revision of our country's short-term political risk index score?
I think it's a risk that could result in us making a decision to revise it downward, but I would not say it's a definite factor that will make us do so. But it is definitely a risk, because I think an extension of the state of emergency most probably means a postponement of any planned elections. And I think the electorate being denied a chance to change the government at a ballot box could become much more frustrated. And I think that would have a further downside risk on social stability, not to mention how I think UMNO would react. I mean, it's currently still a part of the government, but it has, I think, made clear its unhappiness with the state of emergency, as was expressed by the Deputy Speaker of Parliament just a few weeks ago, who also proposed an interim government instead, and for the state of emergency to be lifted and for democratic norms to be restored in the country. So I think there are surely some downside risks to take note of, but whether or not we revise downward, if that were to happen, we'll have to see what the situation is like in a few months' time.
So, Darren, what would improve the score? Would a hybrid parliament, which has been proposed, be a plus point?
I think the easiest way to improve the score as of now is to make sure that the outbreak is properly contained and that the economy can go back to a more or less normal functioning and allow the people to resume their lives and their livelihoods. I think that would take a lot of pressure off the situation as I see it. As for the question about would a hybrid parliament be a plus point, I think it's hard to say. We would have to see what form this hybrid parliament takes and whether we think that contributes to better governance than we are seeing now. And as of now, I think details are short, and I cannot make a conclusive statement on this particular plan at this moment.
And just for context, how does Malaysia's short-term political risk index score compare to our ASEAN neighbours?
Well, so where Asia is concerned, Malaysia is now slightly below average with the latest revision to 65.2. However, at 65.2, Malaysia is still slightly above what I would call peer economies in the region, including Philippines and Indonesia, which score 64.8 and 64.6 respectively. I think perhaps the more concerning issue is that Malaysia scores significantly below some key regional competitors, such as Vietnam, which, as we've noted, is increasingly viewed as a competitive and cost-effective manufacturing hub. Vietnam has a much more stable short-term political situation in our view, and it scores 81.7 in terms of our short-term political risk index. So that gives an idea as to what kind of competition Malaysia is stacked up against when it comes to attracting investment from foreign investors.
That was Darren Tay, Senior Country Risk Analyst for Fitch Solutions. And obviously, Darren's comments come in the wake of all these meetings that the King's having with political leaders. And I want to cite this op-ed by the editor of the Malaysian Reserve, Shamsul Akmar. He has talked about how things are coming to a head among the rulers, and the King is actually collecting data from all the political leaders. And then the shindig with the other political, with the other Malay rulers, is happening in 5 days' time on the 16th, right?
On a Wednesday.
2 weeks earlier than scheduled, right? And he reckons, Shamsul, that this is going to be a big thing. There's something big that will be afoot, and some big decision will be announced. What that is, no one knows yet.
And that's why, you know, earlier this week, when the Sultan of Selangor made an issue that vaccinations in Selangor were so slow and how the government responded quite fast. It's quite telling, I think, that the royals are trying to make their positions quite clear, whether they're satisfied or dissatisfied. And it'll be very interesting to see how divisive they are among the ruler group.
Yeah, I think we'll be watching this space, and of course we'll be following the news very closely, because let's face it, August 1st is coming up very soon. Yep. With regards to the emergency, everyone wants to know what's the state going to be. And as we can tell, this is not a rating agency, but I guess a research centre, they are already noting that our numbers have deteriorated in terms of where we rank in the region, and something we need to really pay attention to, because at the end of the day, what are we? We are a country looking for FDI. And it's a race, guys. It's a competition. And we don't stack so well now.
And he made a very good point that if you continue delaying and kicking the ball down the road, I think you have longer term implications. You're going to create more distrust, and UMNO's going to agitate more openly and force for the elections. And it's going to be hard to do coalition building if you kick this can down the road further on.
Absolutely. There's a lot of inertia in the air right now. As Tun Mahathir said, we are facing not one, not two, but four crises at this point in time. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.